one of the events on my calendar coming up at the end of May that I hope you also will not want to miss is the Sustainable Brands 09 Conference. And our next guest is going to be one of the featured speakers there. She is Leilani Latimer. She's going to be talking to folks at Sustainable Life Media and their invited guests for this conference about what Travelocity is doing to help green the tourism industry. And Travelocity is owned by a parent company called Sabre Holdings. And with that background, I want to introduce our next guest. Welcome to the Green Front, Leilani.
Thank you so much for having me, Betsy. It's a pleasure to be here.
I've been aware of Travelocity's green initiative since about a year ago. I was attending the Fortune Green Business Conference in Los Angeles, and there was someone there from Travelocity, and I said, oh, gee, I wasn't aware that you were so proactive in terms of your sustainability initiatives. And he said, well, we don't really advertise that, but we have been pretty active here. So I'm wondering how you get word out about what your options are, in the greener division.
Well, frankly, the options for mainstream travelers have been very difficult to sort through until recently. In fact, we launched our green travel directory earlier this year to help consumers make informed choices and find the quote-unquote greenest options, in particular in the hotel world. And that's mainstream. It's not just eco-lodging, but mainstream hotels, because the hotel industry has been so active in pursuing many different initiatives from a sustainable tourism perspective. So we launched that just to help travelers understand and make those choices, because so many of them are looking to do that.
So would that be, for instance, something like our last guest was talking, Stanley Sillengood, about some of their eco-resorts, Maho Bay camps, for instance, in Virgin Islands, where it's a very natural setting, to something as mainstream as the Fairmont has, obviously a large chain of hotels and major cities, and they have gone green in terms of their internal practices and some of their outreach to guests. You're talking about sort of that whole gamut that you
exactly.
directory.
Yep.
Well, that's helpful, because I think people, think either that it's something really exotic that they wouldn't know about or know where to find information about, or maybe it's just something like the Hilton saying, please leave your towel on the floor if you need it washed, otherwise we're conserving water. Green hotels can have all of that included.
Absolutely. And what we found is that travelers are no different than mainstream consumers from the perspective of, if given two choices that both have the same promise, the same value, the same price, but one of them is a green option, they'll actually choose it. And that's exactly what we're hoping to do, is say, okay, here's your option. You're looking for a hotel. It could be in the city of Chicago. And again, same category, same price. One is greener. It makes it so much easier to make that choice.
And you talk about using travel as an agent for positive change. How is that possible, especially given, most travel involves taking a plane someplace, or perhaps, a ship or a greener train, but, we all are so aware of carbon offsets now. Do you address that piece of the travel experience?
We do. So we do offer our customers carbon offsets. We were the first online travel agency to launch a program. We do that with the Conservation Fund, which is a not-for-profit organization focused on reforestation. But really, when we talk about travel as an agent for positive change, and that we believe travel is transformative, and transformation is what we need to make the sustainability revolution real, if you want. And what we found is people who travel, and there was actually a Focusrite study completed last year that confirmed this, people who travel more frequently are actually more sensitive to the sustainability issues and the issues around that. And that is because when you travel, you're faced with the beauty that you want to preserve, but also the not-so-beautiful things that you realize you need to limit in damaging. So while yes, a flight is frequently necessary and frequently part of a trip, I think what we forget about is the positive impact that that trip is actually having. There are many natural habitats in the world today that, if it weren't for the tourist industry, would not be there. It's actually the tourist industry that preserves them, because it's a place for people to go and visit. So I think we have to remember that the positivity of taking a trip, and it could even be a business trip, but it's with connecting with people and communities, is a huge value. So we can't forget the positive impact of travel either.
Especially, I would imagine, with children who grow up in urban areas and cities, and maybe a trip to Kauai, in the Hawaiian Islands, a very green and natural island. It's just eye-opening in terms of the bird life there, the sea life, the marine life. And I know it was for me when we took our daughter there a couple of years ago. We live in pretty, suburban/urban Marin County, the Bay Area, but she saw things she's never seen at home, and it was just great to get her out there. She also goes to camp in Maine, and they go hiking and do all these things, you know. And so while I don't feel great about sending my kid to Maine across the country every year in terms of the plane fare and flight and CO2 emissions, she really sort of, that's where she goes to get out in nature. So maybe we really do, unfortunately, need to sometimes leave our home and our own backyard to see more of the world and awaken to its beauty.
Absolutely. And I mean, think about business travelers that go to China, people who went to China last year for the Olympics, or to India, which are countries typically that are faced with some pretty devastating situations from an environmental perspective. And what those travelers come back thinking is, we need to make some change. We need to make some things happen quickly, because they see their brothers and sisters around the world aren't living in such great conditions. And it does really heighten people's sensitivity to the change that you can make, not just as an individual, but in again, in the actions that you take. And travel is, again, an important part of those actions, whether it's for business or for leisure.
One of the interesting new trends I see is having guests, you know, giving them the opportunity to volunteer. In fact, you have a program called Voluntourism. In the remaining 2 minutes we have, tell us about that, please.
Sure. So we launched this in 2006. It's called the Change Ambassador Program. So how can you make a change? And what we saw was more and more people in 2006 were looking at what else could they do on their vacation, and could they volunteer? And so we launched this program. We have four partners, and some of the programs are focused on communities, people, natural habitats, animal preservation. And really what it does is it gives people, we provide 12 grants every year, so customers can apply for a grant where it will be subsidized, their trip will be subsidized. But we also offer connection with such great partners like Take Pride in America and Earthwatch and Global Solutions, that give people the opportunity to go for a week or 2 weeks and volunteer and do some hard work, but really make a difference, and then they can take their vacation afterwards. And
what kind of feedback have you gotten from people who otherwise would never have had this experience?
Absolutely. That's why we do the grants. That's absolutely why we do the grants, because we found so many people are interested, they're enthusiastic about it, but they just could not afford a trip like that.
Also, I know when people are, you know, let's say on vacation in Hawaii, or the Caribbean, and then they travel off the hotel grounds, they almost feel guilty when they see that, you know, perhaps the local population is not, you know, doing as well as you would think if you're just at the resort. It really can be eye-opening, and feel good to help the local community give something back.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks so much. And if you'd like to hear more about Travelocity's green programs and their travel for good, I'm sure you'll want to check out Leilani Latimer's talk at Sustainable Brands 09 coming up at the end of May. And thanks for joining us on the Green Front. I want to thank our sponsors, our content partner, Sustainable Life Media, also GreenWorks, Natural Cleaning Products, and Mighty Leaf Tea, and our latest sponsor, the Alliance for Climate Protection. See you next time on The Green Front.